Mr. Haldeman.
Yeah.
Mr. McGregor on the phone.
Thank you. Clark.
Yes, Bob.
I just wanted to be sure, you've seen the Eagleton news, I assume.
No, I have not.
You haven't?
I've been closeted here for an hour and a half.
Oh, Jesus. Well, Eagleton went out and had a press conference today and announced that he had been hospitalized 3 times. For mental disorders.
Yeah.
That he had had electric shock treatment and psychotherapy.
Yeah.
And that he had not told McGovern this, and McGovern had not known it when he nominated him.
Yep.
It's rather a devastating blow.
It sure is. I don't know whether you knew this, Bob, but I knew that this was the case. I'd seen the space sheet. I think I indicated it to you.
Right.
Yep.
Now, this is all between 60 and 66. Have you seen anything that he's been hospitalized since 66?
No, I haven't.
Okay, because there's some report that he was also in Johns Hopkins in the last year or two.
No, that I do not know.
And he left that out, and if that's true, then he lied.
Now, what I do know is, I think I indicated to you it was 67, and I guess it was 66.
It was 60, 64, and 66.
Yeah, it was a 66 hospital face sheet that I saw.
Okay. Well, he was in 3 times.
I don't think we should make any comments, should we?
Well, what the president wants everybody to say is that the president has given instructions that he never, none of us, have any comment on any personal matter.
Right, right.
But it should be, make the point, the president has instructed all of us that he's always had the policy that there's never a comment on a personal matter in a campaign.
Good.
Okay.
I'll call Malik right away and make sure that throughout the whole 1701 establishment,
right,
you say exactly.
Put the lid on. Right. Good.
Will do.
Okay.
I think it had to come out. I think that
sure did.
Eagleton knew that medical teams were probing and that this information was leaking. But it is an absolutely devastating thing, of course.